It is so good to be with you guys tonight and to be able to talk about something that is close to my heart and dear to me, and that's our youth group and what they do. We do have an amazing group of young people with great hearts, and I think as we go throughout this report about our mission trip that you will clearly see that in some of the things that were said about our youth during the trip and also some of the things they accomplished. We took our senior high mission trip. There's the group that we had this year. As you see, they're all wearing the same color shirt except for me and Braden. That's because we had to give our shirts up. They had a very active youth group, if you could call it a youth group. They had three kids, and they had one that was college age that did absolutely everything with us. And that was very exciting for us because in the past, the youth group, although they may have done a few things, whenever it came time to do the things that were tough, maybe the service work, you would see a lot of people bow out. That wasn't the case in this mission trip. And so the reason we're not wearing those shirts is because we gave them up to those teenagers there. But this is our mission team: Rachel Payne on the left, Braden Gillis, Kristen Fuller, Lauren Fuller, Chad Brown, and Kelly Hall. And that was the exact same group that we took last year to Ulysses, Kansas. And whenever we talked about Ulysses, we talked about the size of it, how small it was. Their population, I think, was in the neighborhood of 5,000. Obviously, to us, that's small. Well, we took it in a notch further this year with the size. The population was 1,068, and I think that was generous. I'm pretty sure there wasn't that many people in the town. In fact, it was it felt like a ghost town whenever we first got there. Whenever we first got there, and I'll give some trip details before I get into whenever we first got there, but we had 17 altogether. Last year, we started a combined mission trip with my home congregation where I came from, More Central Church of Christ. And that was such a successful trip, and we got a lot from that, and so we decided to do it again this year. So we had 17 altogether, 10 from Central, which they had two chaperones and one that was under the age. They were there with their mother. And so we both had 17s is how it worked out. And so we had the 17 altogether, 7 from PBL, as I had mentioned, 10 from Central and Moore, Oklahoma. Location, Cross Plains, Texas. And usually we have a connection. This year the connection came from Moore Central, the youth director there, Aaron Austin. His father is the minister or the evangelist there. And he works directly with that congregation. And so that was our connection this year. And so I had the population again there, 1,068. I would say it was more in the ballpark of 700. If you were to talk about how many people were under the age of 60, you're probably looking at 100 or so. Very old town. But that didn't change anything. But because we had a very good turnout each night for our vacation Bible school. There's some of the things that we did, or the way in which we got there. Dan Fuller drove us down to Fort Lauderdale on the 24th. We flew out of Fort Lauderdale into Dallas. We were greeted quickly by the Dallas traffic. I don't know if you've ever been to Dallas, but it is awful anywhere you go. And so we had Dallas traffic, and it took us an hour or so to get to our hotel. That was only a few blocks away from where we landed. So that was fun. But we landed in Dallas, then Central picked us up the next day, and we went into Cross Plains around 2 p.m. Some of the things that we did, we knocked on doors, put on a VBS, service work, worked with their youth and the youth that I had mentioned. And so we'll get into those, and hopefully the pictures will do justice. Pictures are supposed to say 1,000 words, but unless you were there and you were part of the trip, you can't really get an idea, and that's why I'm trying to put it into words for you guys, just how beneficial this trip was. There's the group all together, including the four from Cross Plains. That's Catherine Goode, Riley Lawrence, Lauren Goode, and that is Kayla Lawrence. As you heard, they had pretty much all the same last names. It's two families, the Goode family and the Lawrence family, and we gave them a hard time about the Goode because we all thought it should be pronounced good, but it wasn't. But that's what you get from Texas. As my family's all from Texas, they pronounce everything incorrectly. But That those were the four that we worked a lot with, and then you see, of course, the 10 from Oklahoma and our 7 there. Okay, Vacation Bible School. We initially thought we weren't going to be that involved in the VBS. We first told them what we usually do, they didn't like the idea of us coming in and running the VBS. And we fully understand that. Most of the time, congregation wants to run it themselves, and we would be the helpers. We didn't find out until the last week that they had changed their mind, and everything was on us. All the teaching, which every single one of our kids got the opportunity to teach, the skits were on us, and the crafts, they did do the crafts themselves, but I was excited about the fact that they let us teach and that they let us run a lot of the VBS, because obviously that's a big part of our mission trip, is them getting the opportunity to teach. And so they had a little bit different format than you're used to with a Vacation Bible School. They didn't ever teach the lesson in the classroom. And as you may not have seen, there's a banner in the back. It says Joseph's Journey. That's what was the focus, was Joseph. And so we took his life pretty much from the coat of many colors all the way until he forgives his brothers. And that was the time period that we covered in Joseph's life. The way in which they taught the lessons was through the skit. That was the only time that the kids really saw the lesson. And then they had a class called an application class. And they were very adamant about us not repeating the lesson. They wanted us just to teach the lessons that we learn from the Bible story that we focused on. And we were given 30 minutes to teach application lessons to little kids. I don't know if you've ever tried to do that, but it's very difficult. And so we did manage, and we worked out, and I thought the kids, in the time that I was in the classrooms, they did a great job bringing it to life and really talking about the lessons that we do learn from the life of Joseph. And in the left corner, that's the skits, and they were very detailed. My mom, I say she's a skit expert. She has literally written skits for every single story in the Bible, Old Testament to New Testament. She runs a program in Moore at my home congregation. She runs a program called Time Travelers, where they run through the Bible every 3 years, and they do it the same way through skits and through flannel boards and that type of stuff. And so I always turn to her anytime that I need a skit, and she always produces something great. And so we did those skits every night. We did a lot of practice. Obviously, since that was the only time they got to hear the lesson, it needed to be detailed. It needed to be put on well, because they needed to get the lesson across. Sometimes we can act too goofy in the skits, and we can make it too fun. But we really needed to bring it across in a way that they could grasp the lesson and they could remember it. And so we worked very hard on those. Then you see that's the crafts room. We had several of our teens working with the crafts and helping with that. And then those are two of the teachers. That's Chad and Kristen, although all of them did teach. I forgot that I needed to be taking pictures until Monday or Tuesday. So you'll see that most of the pictures were taken after the fact, because I'm really bad at taking photos. All right, service work. This year we didn't have as many opportunities for service work. I don't know if you guys remember last year, but I said that Monday through, I guess it was Thursday last year, we woke up at 7:30, 8 a.m., got to the building. We worked until 4. We worked on VBS till 4:30, up until time of VBS. Then we did VBS. There was literally no break. This year was a little bit different. We did have two service opportunities, but the other time we spent fellowshipping and really working with their youth group and getting along with their youth group and working on those relationships, which turned out very well. All these pictures are from the painting of the building. Like I said, I forgot to take pictures of the first day. The laying of the sidewalk was very interesting. This guy, I don't know how to put it. He was very particular, and There's really not a good way to put it. He was very specific about how he wanted things, and he was very adamant and forceful towards the ones that were working. He wanted things done his way, which is sometimes frustrating for those who are trying to help, but I thought our teens did a great job with it. It was more Aaron and I that had a problem with the guy. But the reason we were building a sidewalk is because his wife had become paralyzed from, I think, the waist down. And so we were working on building a sidewalk out to where he parks his truck so that she would be able to get out and she would be able to come to church again because she had not been in a while. It took us all afternoon. In fact, the group that went back to finish the sidewalk, they walked into VBS as it was starting. So they had to work on it a lot longer. But that sidewalk was finished. And it was excellent to see that she was able to be there the Wednesday night, the end of our VBS. And that was exciting to see because here's a lady that they said it had been 6 to 8 months since she had been to worship. And there she was on Wednesday night, able to come because of some of the work that we did. It wasn't just the laying on the sidewalk because only a few could do that. We worked in his garage. He had a massive garage that needed to be cleaned up. We worked on putting his house back together and did a lot of projects for this man. And that did take all Monday. And then Tuesday is the painting. And you see these are action shots. You see Braden there with the wasp killer because that building was infested with wasps. Very scary. But we painted that church building. And it wasn't the building that we were working with. It wasn't the Cross Plains Church. It was another congregation that had, I think they said, 10 members, none of them under 60, and so they couldn't paint the building themselves. They would have to hire somebody. Well, we saw that as an opportunity, and so we painted their building there, and that didn't take us very long. It took us 3 to 4 hours, and they said the time before that, it had been 10 years, and it took one man, it took him several months to paint the entire building. And so they were amazed at the quickness and also the job that they did. They did a really great job, and we had minimal messes compared to other painting experiences, I guess. But here in the right corner, that was us after we had painted. That's Creed Goode, another one of the Goodes. They had a lot of them. But you just see the camaraderie that's there. Half of that's our group. The other half is Central, and another part is their group. They clicked very quickly, and that's always amazing to see because you're always worried about that. You're worried if they're going to get along or if there's going to be that weird feeling in between each other. That was gone immediately. They accepted us well, and we accepted them well. And that was excellent to see, and not only did we benefit from that, but also those kids. They still are writing on our Facebooks and writing on the kids' Facebooks and talking about the time that they had. And they can't quit talking about it. And they say, I told them that I miss the Texas weather since it's been doing nothing but raining here. And they said, well, it's been raining here because we're in a state of depression since you guys have left. So that tells you about the impact that our kids had on their youth group. Because they truly did fall in love with our group, as did our group with them, in the short time that we had. Oh, the last thing there, knocking on doors. One thing that we talked about whenever we were leaving is the opportunity to knock on every door in a town. That is an amazing thought. You think about 300 homes or so. We broke up into two teams of two or three. We had six teams altogether, and we were able to cover every house that neighborhood. And like I said, it felt like a ghost town. Every other, pretty much, I think 18 out of the 100 homes or so that we knocked on, we actually got an answer. And so it did feel a little bit like a ghost town, and there seemed to be nothing going on in the town. But from what we saw the rest of the week, there are people who actually live in Cross Plains. But it was it's a great opportunity. Knocking on doors, something that we don't really get to do a whole lot around here or at all because it's it's a very hard thing to do with gates, with all the codes and everything. You get in trouble if you try to do it. And so it's a great opportunity for them that they don't get to experience here. And it really gets them out of their comfort zone. I still, to this day, get nervous every time I knock on a stranger's door because you don't know what lies behind the door. And so that's a great experience, and it really does help help them in their evangelistic efforts because they realize, you know what, I can do this. I can talk to strangers that I don't know, and I can invite them to learn about Christ. And so it is a great opportunity for them, and we'll talk a little bit about the knocking on doors later. Here's a little more pictures of the service work. That's the completed building. It looked a lot worse before that. Obviously, like I said, I'm bad at pictures, so you don't have a before and after. But that's the completed work and the work that they did there. Relationships. And this is one thing that I told you we really got to focus on this time. We built a close bond to two families with teens, the Goode and the Lawrence family. It was great to see how these kids woke up, I guess would be a way to put it, whenever they saw Christian teenagers acting like Christians. It's something that they don't get to see a whole lot because of their small group. It's something that they don't get to see a whole lot because of where they're located. They don't have churches around because they're in the middle of nowhere. And so whenever they saw Christian teenagers who are living the same life that they're living, struggling the same way that they're struggling, you saw them wake up. And you could just tell that they were inspired. And just the twinkle of the eye or just the look that they had on their face, you could tell that they were ready and willing to do stuff for God because of what our group was doing there. But there's also the building of the close relationships with their host families, and you see our four girls there. That was Wilma was her name, and they built a very close bond with her, and she called them her granddaughter. So you see just the small or the big impact that they have in such a what we would view as a small way, but to them it means the world, and sometimes it can mean life-changing experiences. There's a little bit more about relationships. These are all Goodes. That's Grace Creed, and that's Catherine. And you just see the fun spirit that was there, the fun-loving spirit that they had. And no, Chad did not kiss her. I told him to pose. He didn't actually kiss her. But you just see the way that they were able to interact with a group that they had met 2 days, 3 days before. And that to me is just, it's so inspiring because you really don't know what you're going to have whenever you get there. You don't know if they're going to have teens. You don't know if they're going to be accepting us. You don't know what the church's view of us is going to be. But these kids were ready, and they were so glad to see our kids, and our kids did a great job with them. Some of the comments that were made about our teens and made about the things that we did there. This was made by the Goode's mother. She said, "I've never seen our kids this excited about the Bible." And she was talking about VBS. The way it had been told to me, they always had a man in his 60s or 70s who sang the songs at VBS. Obviously, you know, most of the songs are very interactive. You have to be active. You have to be ready to move a lot. And so they said that the guy would just get up there and sing Blue Skies and Rainbows just to pass time, or Jesus Loves Me just to pass time until it was ready to go into the classrooms. And so whenever we had these skits and the kids were, they acted great and they did a great job, but whenever you saw the kids, how they were lighting up, just being able to see Joseph and the way that things were happening there, and the way that they woke up about the songs, you could tell that there was a spirit about them that they were ready to learn. And so that's one thing she said, "I've never seen our kids this excited about the Bible." Another quote from the father of the Goodes, he said, "You guys have shown our teens what a youth group looks like and how they should act." Sometimes whenever I'm with these kids, I wonder about them. They're a little crazy. But they do know how to act like Christians. As goofy as they may be and as crazy as they may be, they are trying to live a Christian life. And that's what is so apparent to these parents, is that these are Christian teens just like their teens, who are trying to do all they can in a situation that isn't that great. South Florida is not a great place where you're going to have a lot of Christian influences around you. And that was one thing they said is, what I know about South Florida is it's a bad place. And I said, yeah, but here's our kids, and they're doing all they can to fight those things off. Another quote he said, and this was one of the other moms, "You have inspired our youth because they now know that there are other teens that are trying to live a good life." And then the last one, "It is good to see young people who have a heart to serve." And that was said by the gentleman that I said was very particular about the way he wanted things done. He saw how active our kids were and how they were wanting to get their hands on stuff. Whenever they would run out of something to do, our kids would be in his face asking, "What's the next thing we can do for you?" And so that was great. And he said that was his quote, which he didn't have many nice things to say, but I think that's one thing that he did have nice to say, is it's good to see young people who have a heart to serve. What is a mission trip for? And I think you could add about 1,000 things to this list, but I put just a few things here. What is a mission trip for? To help the church in other areas, to help us become better people, to glorify God, to impact, and I changed that, but I don't know why it's not there, to show Christ to those who are not members of the church. That's what the true meaning of a mission trip is. In those four things, you wrap up everything that the Christian life is about. And whenever we get the opportunity to go on these mission trips and we get the chance to really open up and show who we are and show that there are Christian teens trying to live right and do right, people respond well to it. People see that there are Christian teens who do love the Lord. And in this society that we live in, that's something that's rare. These are the statements, and I'm going to read exactly what they wrote to me. I asked the kids what their favorite part of the trip was and how it affected them spiritually. And I'm going to read these without the names, but you may be able to find out who they are just by the wording they use. The first one says, "My favorite part of the trip was being able to meet other Christian teens and members at Cross Plains. I'm grateful that we were able to meet Wilma and for all the opportunities that we got to serve in the community and for the Lord. It was uplifting to see the Cross Plains kid to get close to our group and open up to us and see how much we impacted their lives. They don't go to camp, nor are their churches around with kids their age, so we could set the example of being a Christian teen for them. The VBS kids were amazing, and it uplifted me to see them interact and want to learn about Joseph. I thank God for the opportunity to go." Another one said, "My favorite part of the trip was meeting all the new people in Cross Plains and getting to know them, especially the teens in Wilma. It helped me spiritually by getting to see how excited the kids were about learning about Joseph and God at the same time. Their eagerness and willingness to learn is what kept me going throughout the week." And then they put a little note, "Six Flags was fun also." That's what they got to do on their fun day. Another one said, "My favorite part was seeing the boost we gave people on the trip. It's great to see the positive impact we had on people when we helped paint a church building. The members wouldn't stop telling us how grateful they were. They said that they had been planning on painting it for years and can't believe it is getting done by so many young people. Wilma got a boost just by having people back in the house. You never saw her without a smile. She treated the girls as her own granddaughters and was never out of stories to share with us. The youth group there did everything with us, from the messages they've sent me afterwards. We must have truly impacted their lives. I had a true eye-opener moment from a Devo that the OK youth minister, our youth director, did. It sent me on a path that ensure my faith as the years press on. It allowed me to reflect on my Christian life and hone in on what was lacking from it. It has allowed me to grow so much in my walk with Christ, and I am very thankful that I was able to go on it." Another one said, "One of the best parts of the mission trip was definitely the people we met there. Different from last year, this year we met kids more close to our age, so it was easier to relate to them socially and spiritually. I'm glad we got to go to this small town because those kids don't really get that opportunity to socialize with other Christian kids. So I hope that we impacted them as much as they impacted us. And again, they said, pluses, we got to go to Six Flags with those kids from Cross Plains and got to spend more time with them. Another one said, my favorite part of the mission trip was Aaron Austin's Tuesday Night Devo. It really opened all of our hearts and helped us to get our priorities straight. It was a very deep lesson, and I'm pretty sure everyone cried, so I'm not alone. Not only that, but afterward, we had a great time for fellowship. We played basketball, talked, and played the star game. Through this, we learned to know and to love their youth group, so it was so hard to leave them. You see there the fact that they loved relationships and they loved those kids in such a short time. And not only did it impact those kids, but you see that it impacted ours as well. And I'm truly thankful for this congregation and you guys seeing the opportunities that lie within our youth group to be able to go on these trips and to be able to impact not only the lives of others and maybe those who are not members of the church, but to change their own lives as well. One thing that I mentioned, and I guess I do want to mention this real quick about Aaron Austin's Tuesday Night Devo. Pretty much no one in here knows who Aaron Austin is, except for our teens. The reason that his devotional had such an impact on our kids is because he recently has lost a child. Whenever he was born, they weren't able to take him home from the hospital because of a bone deficiency he had called OI, or I think it's called imperfecta. I don't know it exactly, but it is hollow bone disease is what it's better known as. And so they weren't able to take their kid home, and so he was talking about the fact that whenever you have priorities in your life and everything seems to be going great, what happens whenever things start falling apart? What happens whenever things that you think were going to be perfect, bringing a child home, what happens when you don't get that opportunity? And not only did it have an impact on the kids, but mine as well, because you see, you make such a big deal out of small things in your life. And here's someone who's dealing with something that most of us cannot fathom. Some of us probably have gone through something similar. But we cannot fathom being a strong Christian through those types of times, and he's able to do it. And so it was a great lesson about priorities, and I think we all took away from it. What is the purpose of a mission trip? It is to help the church in other areas, to help us become better people, to glorify God, and to impact the lives of those who are not members. What is the purpose of being a Christian? The purpose of being a Christian is to become part of the church and to help the church. It is to glorify God. It is to show Christ and to impact the lives of others. And it is to help us become better people. The Christian life and the reason for mission trips are synonymous. They go together. And whenever we look at Romans chapter 1, 14 through 16, the verses that Clayton read for us, you see a heart that was ready to serve. A heart that was ready to give the gospel to whoever he could because he knew that he had been given a second chance at life. I can imagine Paul as he's writing there in Romans 1, as he's talking about being eager and ready to preach, as he's talking about not being ashamed. I see him getting giddy as he has that pen in his hand and he's getting excited about the fact that he is able to serve Christ in such a way to save other people's souls. Whenever we went knocking on doors, what I said to our teens before we left, I said, you don't know what's behind that door, but more than likely what's behind that door is a lost soul that you can impact today. That's what the Christian life is all about. All around us, we have people that we interact with on a daily basis who is a lost soul. What are we doing, like we did on this mission trip, to knock on those doors and to say something to those people, to invite them to learn about Christ, to learn about Joseph? What are we doing to spread Christ in our own places? What are we doing to spread Christ in our workplace, to spread Him everywhere we go. Behind every door lies an opportunity for the angels in heaven to rejoice. What a great opportunity we have as Christians to change the lives and change the path of someone's soul for eternity. I'm so thankful for this congregation and what you guys do for our youth, and you guys seeing the need for them to go on trips like these that can impact their lives from here on in, because I know that whenever they're looking back 10 years from now and what they did during the youth group, they'll remember these things, and they will encourage them to be better people.